Hast thou a charm to stay the morning star in his steep course? So long he seems to pause on thy bald, awful head, O sovereign Blanc. The Arve and Arveiron at thy base rave ceaselessly, but thou, O most awful form, risest from forth thy sea of silent sea of pines, how silently! Around thee and above, deep is the air, and dark, substantial, black, an ebon mass, methinks thou piercest it, as with a wedge. But when I look again, it is thine own calm home, thy crystal shrine, thy habitation from eternity. O dread and silent mount, I gazed upon thee, till thou, still present to the bodily sense, didst vanish from my thought. Entranced in prayer, I worship the invisible alone. Yet, like some sweet beguiling melody, so sweet, we know not we are listening to it, thou, the meanwhile, wast blending with my thought. Ye, with my life and life's own secret joy, till a dilating soul, enwrapped, transfused, into the mighty vision passing, there, as in her natural form, swelled vast to heaven. Awake, my soul! Not only passive praise thou owest, not only these swelling tears, mute thanks and secret ecstasy. Awake, voice of sweet song! Awake, my heart, awake! Green vales and icy cliffs all join my hymn. Thou first and chief, sole sovereign of the vale, O struggling with the darkness all the night, and visited my all night by troops of stars, or when they climb the sky, or when they sink, companion of the morning star at dawn, thyself earth's rosy star, and of the dawn co-herald, wake, O wake, and utter praise. Who sank thy sunless pillars deep in earth? Who filled thy countenance with rosy light? Who made thee parent of perpetual streams? And you, ye five wild torrents fiercely glad, who called you forth from night and utter death, from dark and icy caverns called you forth, down those precipitous black, jagged rocks, forever shattered and the same forever? Who gave you your invulnerable life, your strength, your speed, your fury and your joy, unceasing thunder and eternal foam? And who commanded, and the silence came, here let the billows stiffen and have rest? Ye ice falls, ye that from the mountain's brow, adown enormous ravines slope amain, torrents, methinks, that heard a mighty voice, and stopped at once amid their maddest plunge. Motionless torrents, silent cataracts, who made you glorious as the gates of heaven beneath the keen full moon? Who bade the sun clothe you with rainbows? Who, with living flowers of loveliest blue, spread garlands at your feet? God, let the torrents, like a shout of nations, answer, and let the ice plains echo, God, God, sing, ye meadow streams, with gladsome voice, ye pine groves, with your soft and soul-like sounds. And they too have a voice, yon piles of snow, and in their perilous fall shall thunder, God. Ye living flowers that skirt the eternal frost, ye wild goats sporting round the eagle's nest, yet eagles, playmates of the mountain storm, ye lightnings, the dread arrows of the clouds, ye signs and wonders of the element, utter forth God, and fill the hills with praise. Thou too, hoar mount, with thy sky-pointing peaks, oft from whose feet the avalanche, unheard, shoots downwards, glittering through the pure serene into the depths of clouds that veil thy breast. Thou too again, stupendous mountain, thou that as I raise my head, a while bowed low, in adoration, upward from thy base, slow travelling with dim eyes suffused with tears, solemnly seemest, like a vapoury cloud, to rise before me. Rise, O ever rise, rise like a cloud of incense from the earth. Thou kingly spirit throned among the hills, thou dread ambassador from earth to heaven, great hierarch, tell thou the silent sky, and tell the stars, and tell yon rising sun, earth, with her thousand voices, praises God.